Thank you, Ken, for this insightful description of the five primary states of consciousness. As we mentioned in the introduction to this module, we've asked Ken to also guide us through an experiential meditation. So here's Ken with the concluding meditation for our initialization module on states of consciousness.
So let's start by getting into the true self or empty witness stance. Simply focus on the present now moment and quietly repeat, I have sensations, but I am not those sensations. I have feelings, but I am not those feelings. I have emotions, but I am not those emotions. I have thoughts, but I am not those thoughts. You should then be having an experience where you, as a pure witness or looker, feel like you are on this side of your face, quietly looking at the world out there on the other side of your face. Now let your gaze rest on the horizon so that the upper part of your visual field is the sky, maybe with some clouds passing by, and the lower part of your visual field is the earth, or maybe a bunch of buildings or building tops. That is the, quote, world out there. And you as observer are, quote, in here, on this side of your face, looking through your eyes to the world out there on the other side of your face. Now move the world out there to in here. Move the entire world to this side of your face and let the experience of the world on this side of your face replace the experience of the looker. There is just the world arising and setting on your shoulders right where your head used to be. There's no distance between out there and in here. There is just in here. But in here is now the entire world, arising moment to moment, right where your head used to be. There is no in here and out there, just the entire world arising where your head once was. In here, your head and the looker are no longer present, only the world arising moment to moment on your shoulders where they all used to be. The world out there is what the inside of your brain feels like. You can taste the sky, drink the Pacific Ocean, eat the earth. You no longer look at the clouds or the sky. They are in your awareness. They are in you. You are one with them. You no longer look at that building. That building is in your awareness. That building is in you. You are one with it. If you are inside, you are not really in a room. That room is in your awareness, is in you. You aren't in that room. That room is in you. You are one with that room. all of a sudden, the looker is gone. Whenever you think you feel the looker, just notice it's really some object in your awareness, in you, one with you. The entire world and all its objects are arising on this side of your face, right where your head and the looker used to be. The sky turns into a big blue pancake and falls on your head. The whole world does, and you literally feel one with everything around you. Your feeling of the looker and your feeling of the world are one and the same feeling. They are not two. This sense of oneness with everything around you is the beginning of the non-dual realm, of non-dual reality. As you stay with this feeling of oneness and explore it in the coming days and months, it will become deeper and deeper, showing you things about reality you never would have dreamed. At some point, this oneness may start to become lighter and lighter, more and more luminous, almost radiating an infinite light. At other times, this oneness may reveal itself to be pure love, connecting every single thing in the universe in this all-encompassing feeling of love. You too will be in this radiant field of love, feeling you are deeply accepted and totally loved exactly as you are now. This love is the connecting glue of the entire cosmos, holding all things together in its eternal embrace. At other times, this oneness may become more and more transparent, more and more gossamer, less and less solid and dense, until it may shed density altogether and float as the sheerest emptiness, itself nothing but spirit, and all things in existence, nothing but this spirit, including everything you judged negatively about yourself, nothing but spirit. There is only spirit, only light, only love, only transparent emptiness. This oneness may whisper to you among dozens and dozens of other cosmic secrets hidden from those without this oneness and this direct discovery, but open to each and every one who plunges through the illusions of this dualistic world and into the reality of the ultimate non-dual.